Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
Miles.
Yeah, but you can hear me?
Oh, I speak English. Tú hablas inglés?
Yes, I'm just saying that if you can hear me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I can hear you, but there's a lot of static or something.
Yeah, I'm at work right now. I'm calling because I got a bill. I have a Nissan GTR, and it already passed like a month. And the last time I called, they were saying that they were waiting for a part that they don't have in the warehouse. Mm-hmm. And I told them, hey, send me the other one first. Then if you guys don't have that one, just send me the other one. And they keep saying, oh, yeah, we're going to send you the other one.
But
they never send me nothing.
But we
can't. But that's the thing, like, what I'm going to do with the bill? I'm just going to lose all the money? Because they already passed, like, a lot of months. Like, I'm telling you, a lot. And the thing is, like, nobody told me nothing. Nobody, like, saying how much it's going to take for the parts coming. Like, nobody's telling me nothing. And the thing is, I just have it inside the closet. Like, I don't even know when I'm going to finish the car.
Right. Can you provide the last name associated with your order?
The last name, I think, is Toledo.
Gallego?
Toledo.
How do you spell it?
T-O-L-D-O. Toledo. The first name is Iriac.
And your zip code?
89502.
Thank you. Oh, I had the last... Again, what was the last name? I'm so sorry.
The last name is Toledo. The letter T O D. No, my bad. T O L O. You got the first two? T O?
Was the first name Q U I R I A T?
Yeah, Kiriat Toledo, that's correct.
And the last name that starts with D?
Diaz, that's correct.
Thank you. Can you confirm the address associated with the order?
I think it's 4650 Sierra Madre Drive, Reno, Nevada.
Okay, and finally, the email address.
I think the email is her email. I don't remember her email. I don't know if it's my email or her email.
Looks like it's your email.
Dupre.cuadro1118@gmail.com.
What if it was an email that includes your first name and middle name, or first name and the first last name?
I think it's like Kiria Toledo or something like that.
Yes, at.
Yeah, that's my wife's email.
Okay, and that was at.
What?
The Curiatoledo at.
Gmail.com, I think.
Thank you. And I see that the next billing date for your Nissan GTR buildup is March 1st.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, it already passed like a lot of months. Because
we're
supposed to be sending me like a box every month. But it already passed like a lot of months. Like, I'm telling you, a lot. And the thing is, they keep saying the same thing. Oh, yeah. The thing is, in the warehouse, we don't have the part that you need.
Yeah.
So I was like, and the person that I talked, they say, yeah, we can send you the other one. If we have it, we can send it to you.
No.
And that's the thing, but she told me, yes, like, I talked to two people, and the two people sent me the same thing. Like, okay, I'm going to try. We can skip it.
Nope.
And that's the thing, like, it already passed too much time. Like, what am I going to do with that? Like, nobody's telling me, hey, yeah, we're going to... It's gonna write in this time or something. They don't tell me nothing. The months just keep passing, 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 and nobody told me nothing. They don't send me an email. They don't do nothing. Like, I only spent like a few dollars already, and like in the first part of the card for nothing. I just want to know if I'm gonna make it to Phoenix or not, or I'm gonna lose the money that I would have paid.
No, you're not gonna lose any money. It's just that right now you're waiting. Because right now, I just noticed that the next shipment is delayed because the replacement battery is out of stock.
Yeah, but they already told me that like a lot of months ago. Like, I'm telling you a lot.
Yeah.
And they just told me the same thing, and nobody's telling me nothing. Like, nobody's telling me when it's going to come. They just keep saying the same thing. Oh, we don't have it. Oh, we don't have it. Like, is this going to be like that? Like,
I apologize, sir. We're facing supply chain. We're being heavily affected by the supply chain issues. It's making it hard for us to get the stuff, the part or the product that we need to get out to our customers.
Yeah, I want to know if I'm gonna finish it or not.
You will.
Right now, I just feel that I just lost all the money that I spent.
No, you didn't.
All the bugs they already passed.
You didn't lose the money that you spent. You're going to get to finish your build. It's just right now things are just delayed. And I apologize very sincerely about that.
Yeah, I understand, but that's just, that they just keep saying the same thing. They don't give me a guarantee that's going to come.
Well, the reason that we can't give any delays is because we've been affected by the supply chain issues that are affecting the U.S.
Mm.
Yeah, thanks to the great state of California passing their Going Green initiative, now something like half or less of the 18-wheelers that used to go out to the ports on the West Coast to pick up product, yeah, they're no longer able to drive through the state of California, so they wouldn't be able to go out there to help to unload those container ships on the West Coast. So things are just, you know, things are moving much slower now. Products are getting
ports. Yeah, I understand, but I mean, how much time I need to wait now? Like in the other year or something like that?
Hey. Yeah, I apologize.
I know it costs too much time.
Oh, yes, sir. I apologize.
I just have all the parts here grabbing dust in the closet.
No, yes, sir. I understand. But we thank you very much for being so patient.
I know. But the thing is, I don't have another option. I'm shooting away, like, if I don't wait, I'm going to lose all the money that I already spent.
You're not really going to lose any money, because you're going to be able to finish your build.
But the question is when. That's the question, when I'm going to finish it.
But was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
No, that's the only thing.
Okay. Well, then if there was nothing further that I could assist with today, I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you. And I would ask that you please hold for a short one-question survey after this call.
I just going to say the thing.
All right. So I thank you again for calling Eagle Moss, and I would ask that you please hold.